This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. You're all back, well-rested. Well, I hope well. Boy, that was almost not English. Well-rested from the weekend. Appreciate your time with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots of stuff happening over the weekend. Kimberly Marin's going to join me after the first break. Talk about what's going on in New Hampshire. You know, President's visit to New Hampshire last week. And actually, a lot more that's going on. You know, I mean, again, all we're hearing about, you heard it all weekend, right? About how it's a right wing thing. All this violence is going. Everything is all right wing. Totally amazing to me. And all of a sudden, Joe Biden coming out of the woodwork after some of his buddies at CNN and MSNBC said, "Hey, you know, this has got to stop." Where were all these comments 4 months ago? Come on, honest. It definitely do with President Trump, you know, too little, too late, or whatever. Same thing with Joey B. I wonder, how come they don't let him take questions, you know, take some real questions after his short little speeches? You know, I'm just curious more than anything else. Head over to Real Side. That's realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A whole bunch going on there as well. And you can ask those questions. I mean, seriously, ask those questions there. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. You know, BLM, they're living up to their new name. I got a new name for them. You know, Burning, Looting, and Mayhem. What do you think? You know, isn't it funny how, you know, Jerry Nadler and Pelosi and the rest of them, all of a sudden, there is violence. How do they do that over the week? I mean, how do they do that with a straight face? There's no violence. It's peaceful protests, right? No, we've heard that for, what, 90 days? The right, Antifa is not real. It's made, just as Jerry Nadler, right? Little weevil guy. They're not real. And all of that, and you sit there and you scratch your head going, what, really? And now this violence? The violence has to stop? Well, is there violence or isn't there violence? Which is it? I apparently don't use the same dictionary, neither do you. Use the same dictionary they have. This is what I mean. I have friends on the left who get mad at me for saying they're hypocrites. There's only two choices here. I'm sorry. Either you're a hypocrite or you're mentally ill. One of the two. There is no way all these weeks you've been screaming that Antifa doesn't exist. This is all made up by the right. There's really no violence. And now they're telling us the violence has to stop. The violence that's been going on for months and weeks has got to stop. Well, has it been going on? Was it there? Was it? Do you see? I'm so confused. Maybe I need to smoke more crack or something. Anybody got to? I mean, how do you make sense out of this? I can't. I could. On this one, I could go on and on because it boggles the mind. Right? The Portland mayor? This is all Trump's fault. The Chicago mayor? All Trump's fault. Because you know, he won't do anything about gun control. Even though Oblamo was in power for 8 years. But Trump, did you notice that too? Everything that they had going on that they did nothing about is all Trump's fault. Yeah, ISIS is kind of non-existent. Right? We're starting to get peace in the Middle East. Now, maybe you don't like it. I am so tired of hearing people say that they're tired of the way Trump talks. They're tired of the way he treats people. Tired of the way he talks to people. First of all, you'd be so lucky to find somebody who treats people like he does overall. The stuff that he does for people, he just has to go around publishing it everywhere. But your son or daughter, you know what? If they're drowning in a pool, do you really care whether the lifeguard speaks proper English or has a nice tone about him? If you've got a heart problem and the best heart surgeon on the planet has got an attitude problem. You guys ever watch House? Go back and grab House. I know it's just a show. What an attitude he had. He was a jackass's jackass. But I'll tell you what. He was the best, diagnostician in the country. Again, I know it's a show. My point is, would you really care about the bedside manner if the man was going to save your life? Would you really care about the language somebody used if that guy was going to save your son or daughter from drowning? I'm sorry. I'd like somebody to come by that was kinder and more gentler. You saw where that got us. Look, if you've been listening to the show for a long time, I know some of you love George W. I was not a hater of his, but I wasn't a big fan. You talk about being lukewarm. I never felt like he was a true conservative. Still don't today. All you guys got all excited about Romney Ryan. I wasn't excited about Romney Ryan. Squishy and squishier. Been saying it forever. But again, how does the left jump on the bandwagon that this is all now it's violence and now it's all Trump supporters? And I wish I could play McInerney's press conference today. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. If I can pull bits and pieces from it, I will. But here's the deal. Those journalists, and she nailed them, were more concerned about the fact that these people, they're more concerned about the fact that these people were shooting paintball guns as opposed to people being actually physically shot, beat up, raped. That didn't seem to bother the press. But those paintball guns, they're bad. Joe Mancini, your host. Be back with Kimberly Marin. See what she has to say about all this. I'm sure she's got a few thoughts. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
One of my favorites. I love that intro. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-733-2-5568. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Being part of the conversation, you've got to be part of the solution, right? And the only way you're part of the solution is you got to get informed and engaged. But look at, but if you've been listening to CNN, MSNBC, ABC, EFG, remember the guys? These are the guys that are telling you these are peaceful protests in a live shot with buildings burning behind them, all right? And these are the same guys now that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, are saying this violence has to stop. It's been going on too long. Well, all right, so last week it wasn't violent. This week, so what, 3 days is too much for them? I'm thoroughly confused. I have no clue. But Kimberly Moran, I know she has a clue, and she's with us. Kimberly, always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time with me.
Thanks for having me.
Well, okay, so let's get to the craziness in a minute. Now, BLM's got a new branding. What do you think of this? BLM should be called Burning, Looting, and Mayhem, right? What do you think?
It works.
Hey, the letters fit. Because it isn't what they say it is. So
if the letters fit, you can't acquit.
Ooh, <that's old. laughs> But it works. So the president showed up in New Hampshire, and you know, I mean, seriously, I'm not gonna say I was surprised, but I definitely enjoyed seeing how many people actually came out to the streets to support him in that kind of environment. Was it really as energetic, as exciting as it looked on TV?
I don't know because I wasn't there.
Oh, all right, that's it.
Sorry.
I'm hanging up on you. I was hoping to call me was there.
I couldn't okay. go.
All right, well, did you...
Sorry.
Did you talk to anybody? Did you...
I have... not talk to anybody who was there, although I'm sure I know people who were there, because we were all still kind of reeling over all the RNC stuff, because I did know people that were still there, and one of the guys I know was from the New Hampshire RNC committee, who was on Fox and Friends this morning or yesterday morning about being harassed by BLM on his way walking back with a friend to their cars.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we were sort of all still watching all that stuff and whatever, but it seemed like a typical, you know, Trump rally, high energy, people are excited, people are hyped up to vote.
What about the hypocrisy that we heard about all weekend long? When we heard about the, they were screaming at the White House, the lawn, when they were all out on the lawn there, the president was giving a speech. This was like a cauldron for, you know, like a total COVID invasion. And yet the march with tens of thousands of people with no masks was heartwarming and wonderful. And it's like, come on, really? You people are so whacked that you're out front about it. You don't have a problem with it.
I have been beating the crap out of Democrats in New Hampshire and elsewhere about their absolute hypocrisy with not ever saying anything about the BLM protests and the COVID, but saying it about all different kinds of things or anything Trump related, or, you know, if there's like a reopen rally because people are sick of being shut down, which are rallies are going on all over the world because right. they've had it with the government keeping them shut down. I don't understand how I realize the flying monkeys of the Democrat Party and known as the corporate media, I realize they think people are stupid, but I wonder if they really think people are that stupid that they're not seeing this hypocrisy. We all saw the BLM rallies. A lot of us are seeing the rioting and the looting, even though the media doesn't want to report it. We're finding it elsewhere with other outlets or directly from social media, from videos of people who are on the ground. They really think we're stupid.
But these
and
are the
that
same
we're
people,
not going to...
Yeah, these are the same people that want you to believe that Joe Biden is as sharp as a tack.
Right? These are the same people that want you to think Joe Biden is a moderate when he's really a Trojan horse for the extreme left. He's already said, Obama and Sanders both said there's no difference between Sanders and Biden policies. Biden himself said, I'm going to be the most progressive president in the history of the country. Progressive means leftist. It's not a good thing, kids.
Nope. No. What I loved, there's a scene in Blazing Saddles for the governor, you know, the guy with a gov on the back of his coat. There's this thing where he's sitting at his desk, and Hedley Lamarr is, you know, lying to him about what he's signing, right? What am I signing here? And, he tells him it's for something totally different. And so he just goes ahead and signs it, and he's got that goofy look in his face. That would be Joe Biden. right? People just shoving stuff in front of them and saying, oh, well, yeah. No, it's just amazing what people are buying to because of the hate. It really is all because of hate.
Have you been watching him when he speaks? He is taking so much effort not to screw up what they've put on a teleprompter in front of him. Like, you know, lots of people use teleprompters or read for speeches. I get it. I give speeches. I read, you know, I write it down. But it's like painful effort for him to get through it. And he doesn't always make it through, but it's painful. And then, of course, he doesn't take any questions from the press.
No, that to me is amazing. And can you imagine if President Trump didn't take any questions from the press? They'd be saying, well, we'll get the
Oh, my God. Do you remember when the press complained that he was holding too many press conferences? And then they complained when they stopped him.
I know.
And they didn't have him for a little while. I mean, Trump just can't win no matter what he does. No. We already know that.
Yeah.
But Biden's not having any conversations with the press, other only selected media outlets. And he screws up every time he has conversations with them. And, I mean, his campaign will go on with Chris Wallace on Fox News and lie her teeth off, but they won't have Joe Biden go on?
Oh, Chris
really?
Wallace, I am thoroughly disgusted with Chris Wallace at this point in time. I mean, he is nothing more than a Democrat hack. Just following his father's footsteps. You listen the way he answers questions. I was listening to him this weekend, but I can't specifically remember what he said. Oh, it was about this whole thing. Even McInerney brought it up. It's funny how the press is so upset, about the gun violence that is going on with Trump's people coming in. The paintball violence. Doesn't paintball beget more violence? Well, how about the clubs and the guns and the rape going on by the Antifa? Doesn't that beget more violence?
Right.
All right, let me take a breath. Going to get some oxygen. We'll come back from the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After spending the majority of the last 4 months at his home in Delaware, Democratic nominee Joe Biden strongly condemned recent outbreaks of violence in America as he hit the campaign trail. In a speech in Pittsburgh, Biden sought to undermine a major argument from the Trump campaign that the former vice president is apathetic at best about violence ravaging American cities and businesses.
Setting fires is not protesting. None of this is protesting. It's lawlessness, plain and simple. And those who do it should be prosecuted. Violence will not bring change. It'll only bring destruction. It's wrong in every way. It divides instead of unites.
The Trump campaign responded to Biden's speech by saying, as predicted, Joe Biden failed to condemn the left-wing mobs burning, looting, and terrorizing American cities. He continues to fail to condemn Antifa. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Thanks so much for being with us. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, you know, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly being involved in a conversation, because that's what it's all about. If you're involved in a conversation and you're getting information, whether you're on the same page or not, whether you like it or not, at least you're getting info. And if you're not argumentative and you won't have a... Look, it's an old thing from where I come from, right? You keep your friends close, you keep your enemies closer. We can't keep your enemies close if you're constantly pounding on them. So, you know, I have friends that are a little radical. I talk with them. I tell them I understand their pain. And they start telling me why they feel a certain way. And then you get an idea how to turn over the cart, so to speak. But you know who's really good at that? Kimberly Marin is. She joins me, she does every week, to go through the issues that are going on in New England, but not just New England, but all over the country. And Kimberly, mm-hmm. Thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
So apparently, the left is very, very, very upset about the prayer patriots attacking people with paintball. Paintballs.
Yeah, except that's not what it was. Yeah. So that's the story that the corporate media and the left will have you believe, right? Mm-hmm. But in reality, you can watch videos. These like 600 vehicles or something were driving through downtown Portland because it's their right to peacefully protest and show their support, practice free speech. They were doing that peacefully, weren't bothering or attacking anyone. They were attacked by BLM and Antifa commies.
That's right.
So they attacked back. Only they didn't use real guns like Antifa commies. They used paintball and pepper spray and stuff. But they were getting rocks thrown at them, bricks thrown at them, God only knows what else. You could see, I saw another video today from an overpass on a highway. Biden supporters were throwing things, and I don't know what was in the stuff they were throwing, at vehicles that had Trump stuff on them.
Yep.
So, and laughing about it. Oh, this is funny. They could have caused a major accident, but they were laughing about it.
Yeah. Well,
it was over some highway in Portland.
As much as I hate YouTube and I hate some of these outlets, whether the stuff is up there for a short period of time or not. Can you imagine if we did not have the internet and just the left-leaning media was forming
the
narrative?
We'd be screwed. Oh. We'd already be a communist country.
No kidding.
Seriously.
Yeah.
We would, because they, the media lies to you, the Democrats lie to you. They literally lie to your face about their policies and what their policies do and what they support. Lie to your face. They lie about Republicans. If we didn't have alternative media and citizen journalists, we would be over. It would be done. Yep. I mean, it's the only thing, you know, it's the good thing about the internet, and it's a good thing about social media, right? Because you can actually seek out alternative forms, you know, and verify. I always tell everyone, verify. Don't believe just one source. Try to verify other sources, no matter who it is. But one of the things I try to tell people is find a news story, right? Find a news story and get the real facts from it. And then go and see how, you know, make sure it's something that's maybe controversial or divisive or whatever. Go see how CNN and NBC and the corporate media, CBS, ABC report on it. Go see how Fox News reports on it. And then make sure you compare that back to what the actual story is. And you'll find out. And you'll be disgusted at how biased the media is.
Oh,
absolutely disgusted.
You do what I do and what I've been screaming at other people to do, which is, look, you don't take just what Fox says. You don't take just what CNN say. You go look, do a little bit of research. You know, you can find the truth in two or three or four different versions of the story, but you can't trust one whole side. And frankly, I am really kind of concerned with Fox and the direction that they're going. I told you earlier, Chris Wallace to me, he didn't have to swallow the pill. I think this is starting to come out from within, you know, definitely not a Trump fan in any way, shape, manner, or form. And he quickly jogs away from anybody who starts pounding on Biden. You know?
Yeah, he used to be better, I think, but there was something, he did an interview this weekend with Biden's campaign, deputy campaign manager or something, whatever. I nailed her on Twitter because she was blatantly lying. And he didn't nail her for it. He tried to a little bit, but he didn't really nail her like he should have and like a journalist should have. And you know why they don't and why a lot of the media doesn't? Like local media, sometimes it's the worst. They don't nail them or call them out for their lies, even though they might know the truth, because they don't want to lose access.
Yes.
That's why. They don't want to lose access.
I did that with Jeff Sessions. I don't think I've seen any more requests when he came on the show. They gave us questions to ask. So to put them at ease, I asked the first two questions. When I got to the third one, not so much. And so the interview was over pretty quick after that. You know, so,
That's not journalism. If they're trying to tell you, I understand if they say, hey, these are a couple things we'd like to talk about, great.
Yeah.
But if I'm interviewing someone, I'm going to ask the questions I want to ask. When I interviewed Trump before he decided to actually run for president, they didn't send me a list. Oh, you have to ask these kind of questions. I asked whatever I wanted.
Yep. Yeah, no,
and that was with Trump.
Yep.
Yeah. That's how I am with anyone I've ever interviewed. No one's ever, maybe they've said, or I've even suggested, hey, how about this, like if it's an author of a book or something, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'll say if there are certain things you want to hit on in the book, but no one has ever said to me, these are the questions we want you to ask and nothing else. And if they did, I would have told them to screw.
I can see that.
And you know I would have. But not in those, not that nice
well,
of a
I'm
word.
Just, I'm a little more dishonest choice than you are, if you want to put it that way. You know, I just go, yeah, 70 questions, and we'll see where the conversation takes us. How's that?
Yeah, well, I've never been in this situation, so I guess I'd have to wait and see. Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, and again, some of the stuff they send you is cool and good, but, you know, it's like with John Bolton when he was on. They send you the whole script. You know what I'm saying? Because he's got a message he's trying to get out, and they want you to follow the script. They're like, yeah, okay, whatever, send it to me. And I didn't, because once he's on, he's on. What's he going to do, hang up?
Right.
In the middle of a live show? No.
Yep, that would look really bad. Look, you know, the way I've always worked at it, you know, in my professional life and in journalism, is if you don't know the answer to something, you say, you know what, I don't know the answer to that, let me get back to you. Always. Don't try to make something up on the fly, because if you make something up and it's wrong, you just lost credibility. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's always, I've gone by that standard, because I don't want to tell somebody something that is incorrect.
Yep.
And have them do it. Yep. Or believe it. You know, I would rather err on the side of caution and say, you know what? I don't know. Let me look it up and I'll get back to you.
Oh, you're better off that way. Yeah, I tell people all the time, look, just because I have a microphone doesn't mean I'm smart. That means I was in the right place at the right time. You better check out what you're saying, you know?
You should see the questions I get asked to people. Do you know this or that? Just because I'm involved in politics and all this stuff. Like, I figured you'd know this. Really? Because I know all the laws in New Hampshire.
One of my favorite sayings, when I used to go to CNN and we were sitting there on the panel and they would say, they would ask questions. They go, look at us. We're sitting around here like we're experts in every area of everything on the planet, and all we do is have a microphone as a day job. So, and a little more time maybe to do some research than most other people. I loved it.
Right.
And I know I would just make them cringe. But it's a true statement. There's no real unless they've actually grabbed somebody that's an expert in a certain area. The commentators aren't experts. Most of the time.
No, they're com.
That's right.
Right.
You know?
We're commentators. And it's, yes, we've done research on a lot of things. There's things that I'm considered an expert on, but I'm by no means an expert compared to real actual experts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But to other people, so that's the thing, Joe. To regular people who don't do all this research and spend extensive time writing and researching or talking about this stuff, yeah, we are considered experts. So that there's the difference.
Well,
okay?
You know, it's just like, look, Biden was, so Joe Biden is screaming that these crises are getting bigger. They're multiplying, you know, under President Trump. We've never seen it like this before. He can't get control. Joey B, he has memory loss big time because he's forgot about all the things that were taking place overseas. Right? I mean, ISIS was at its strongest under the Biden-Obama administration. I believe we had terrorism going on the streets of here in this country, where we had, 14 people gunned down by Muslim extremists here in Los Angeles, another group in Florida. I mean, we go down a whole list that they seem to have forgotten about. You know?
Of course they did. And
go,
the worst part is they think we forgot about it.
No. That's why they hate the interweb. It's there.
I have a great memory. It's really bad.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys do spend with us. I mean, I know some people just say it, but I know there's a bunch of other stations, a bunch of other programs you could be listening to, but you're listening to this one, and I do so much appreciate it. But let me bring her on, because I have so much fun when she's on with us. Kimberly Marin joins us, as she does every week, and you guys seem to enjoy it, too. That's why I keep bringing her back. Kimberly, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I know we're talking about Joey B, but somebody sent me a quick story about Adam Schiff. Apparently, he may lose his security clearance.
Should he? He should.
Come on, he's such a nice guy.
Yes. No, you know, when I heard the left get all up in arms over the printing out of the intelligence briefs, hello, why aren't you up in arms over your people leaking to the press? Not only is that, from what I understand, against the law, as in illegal, but it could be a security risk, to a national security risk.
Right.
Why are these people even on the Intelligence Committee if they can't keep their pie holes shut when it comes to classified information?
What about Devin Nunes?
This isn't what we have them on there for.
No.
And Amy Klobuchar, that heinous, boring beast. I had to really censor myself.
Is it blood coming out?
She was saying, these are representatives of the people. They're supposed to be seeing this information. Well, yeah, they're representatives of the people, and they're potentially causing national security issues against their own people by leaking to the press, you moron.
Are you really a representative of the people, though, if you're giving away country secrets? Are you giving away things
no.
that you shouldn't be?
No.
No, you're a traitor.
Oh,
you're a traitor.
When's the last time Democrats actually represented we the people, Joe? Come on.
Oh, I know. Okay,
even
well,
Republican swamp creatures don't represent we the people. Oh, I knew you were going to get me going today because I was already going from earlier. Damn you.
Well, you listen, it is almost, look at, they got to the point where they can't control themselves anymore. You know, I've been joking for years that if they're like a bad rash and they go under the surface for a while, then you do something that pisses them off. They come to the surface again, and now everything. They are throwing everything they can. They have a very short period of time to beat this president, and it's almost like everything that they do helps him, and they haven't figured that out yet.
So we've had this conversation for the past several years. I don't understand why they didn't learn their lesson. One of the reasons Trump was elected was because, number one, they totally ignored the entire middle of the country, right? Number two, they kept calling everybody a racist and all these horrible names if they disagreed with Obama's policies.
Yep.
You know, regular people, they would call a racist if they disagreed with Obama's policies. Really? So then you elect Harris? What, are you going to call people racist and sexist now? Idiot?
No, they've already done it. They've already said with people coming out against Harris, you're either sexist or you're
a racist.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't care what color you are or what sex you are. If you're an idiot, you're an idiot. A female idiot is a male idiot.
Bingo. Bingo.
I don't care.
You got the old man Muppet who's a Trojan horse for idiots who will do anything to advance their career, like Harris. And we already know she'll do anything to advance her career.
I knew you were going to win her. I knew you couldn't control yourself. Anyway.
I will never stop. I will always be honest about that because I'm offended by it.
Oh.
As a woman who has worked to advance her career, worked, not on my back or my knees, I'm offended by that. Sorry.
I can't even, you know, I almost attempted to put up the new logo for Joey B. and Harris. But
I've seen a few of them that are pretty good.
You know, I tell people all the time, well, you can't say that about her. Well, actually, I can. You know why? She hasn't denied any of it. She hasn't denied
having
an affair with you're right. Okay? And even the guy she had an affair with said, hey, she only did it because she was trying to advance her political career. What a real, you know.
So I had someone I know who I greatly, you know, appreciate as a friend. She's like, you shouldn't be calling people whores in politics. It's not good to call women that. I'm like, I'm sorry, but if it's true, it's accurate and it should be called out. I don't
Nobody
have a problem with it.
Her
if
a
it's
whore, everybody calls her a hoe. Let's get it straight.
Heels up Harris. But my point was, if it's true, I don't have a problem with it. If it's not true, then I take issue with it, and I agree with you. You know, if someone just randomly throws that out there. But if it's true, I really don't have a problem with someone saying that.
I was, like,
ever.
They were going nuts when I was, you know, calling Stormy Daniels a professional. You know, true statement. It's a true statement. And she admits it to, well, she calls herself an exotic dancer, but, you know, that's short for pole dancing or long for pole dancing. I don't know which, but whatever.
We can have discussions about that argument. No. I have no problem with it.
No, it is what it is.
I really don't have a problem with any of that.
Yeah, but if you're saying, if they think, because I said she's a pole dancer or whatever, you know, I'm just calling her out as a bad person. No, I'm telling you what her profession is, what she said her profession was. I'm sorry. I don't know what do you want me to say? Exotic dancing.
Why would somebody say... So, the people who said you were thinking that it's a negative thing to be a stripper or an exotic dancer, they're the ones who think that negative of it. They're projecting onto you. You weren't saying anything negative about it. You were just saying a fact.
Yep.
Well,
facts don't matter.
Industry. It's a large industry in this country. But there's a lot of people that are involved in it, not just women, men, too. So... That's about where I'm at today, Joe.
Listen, I would imagine with everything that's gone down, you know, last week with the, I mean, I got to tell you something. To hear the CNN guys during the DNC convention talk about how wonderful it was and what a sharp and hard-hitting speech that Joey B had, right? And then they come around, think about something. He did a speech that he did 8 years ago or 9 years ago that was plagiarized then like it was going to be any different now, but that's a story for another day. Then the RNC comes out, and all they did for 4 days was parade average Americans out on the stage. People who were Democrats that were supporting Republicans, people that were black, women, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just, that was the cross-cut of America, was it not?
Yeah. So here's the thing. Democrats, not only have they been taken over by the extreme left, and some Democrats still try to say, no, they haven't. Yeah, they have. All you need to do, and I suggest everyone actually do this because the election is coming up probably for your local state government as well.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the legislation. Make sure you look at some of the legislation, at least on issues that are important to you in your local state government, and you will see how far left the Democrats have moved. And it's legislation that's being written by out-of-state organizations and that's being pushed in all kinds of states. I mean, I looked at a lot of legislation in New Hampshire, and all this stuff is being pushed in all the other states as well. It wasn't just in New Hampshire. An outside organization, far left-wing organization, is giving Democrats legislation to push within each state. So I suggest people take a look, because I know New Hampshire Democrats took over at the midterms, other than governor, thank God. And I never thought they would go as extreme left as they did, but they did. And to me, that's like, dude, you don't show your whole hand in your first freaking term. Yeah, right. you put a little bit, maybe push a little bit through, but they shoved the whole kit and caboodle, except for, you know, they did stop as far as certain things like trying to repeal our New Hampshire Second Amendment. They did want to do that, but somebody told them, oh, my God, no, we can't do that. Now, right? But we saw it. So the morons put it in, and we saw it, so now we know. So this is what I'm saying. Like, everyone should do this at their state level before they vote. Do not believe what any politician tells you. Look up their voting record. And if something sounds fishy, question them. Do not believe a word any politician tells you. Question them. Verify. Do not take their word for it, especially Democrats.
Listen, I got what it'll send you into orbit. We even had Republicans vote for this because it's an election year. In California, they're putting a commission together, you know what for? To figure out, you heard about this, right? How to get reparations.
Yes, reparations. Yes, reparations. I did see that. Yeah.
We're not spending, the governor cannot sign the order or request the unemployment insurance from the government, from the feds, because he can't afford the extra $100 a week. Think about this, right? Because there's going to be about $700 million. He says, we can't afford it. We can't do it. So we can't find money for citizens to make sure that they're okay, even for a short period of time. But reparations will make it happen.
God, has anyone ever seriously taken a look at California's budget to see exactly how much wasteful spending there is?
Oh,
I'm sure
yeah.
you must have watchdog groups.
Yeah.
It's got to be ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Even when the experts look at it, they go, there is no way you guys can come back from this. Anyway, tell people where to find you.
GraniteGrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Yeah, and if you want to send her messages, she's going to be up for at least another 3 hours before her heart comes down. Joe Messina, your host. Hey, Dr. B joins us in the next hour to see. Seriously, this madness is almost contagious. Mental madness is like contagious. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.